Here we are now, entertain us. I don't know, I had nothing.
Yeah, I could see in your face that you really didn't have anything.
I had nothing to open up with, so that's what you got, guys. So, welcome to what we've been watching.
Yeah.
This is our little spin-off we're going to do. We're going to do it once a month. It won't always replace an episode. It will eventually become like a bonus thing. But for the first few months, the first episode we put out every month will be an episode of this. And it's basically us talking about the shit we've been watching over the past, you know, few weeks.
Yeah,
and we'll discuss it.
Fun for us to talk about.
It's fun. And it gives us time to work on next episodes where we don't really have to focus on much to pull these off.
Also kind of combats. Burnout.
We don't want to get burnt out. Not at all. Not on this anyway. So, hope you all have had a wonderful week. Hope you all enjoyed the Blair Witch Project Trilogy episode. And a little funny thing happened when we put that one out. It came out on a Saturday just because we were late.
Well, we had a week.
Yeah, we had a week.
We had a week.
And we recorded that episode on a Friday night and put it out on a Saturday, and it had like really good numbers for a first day, better than usual, because we usually release on like Tuesday/Wednesday. So we're trying a new thing. We're going
to
put episodes out on Saturdays.
Try to put them out on Saturdays.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, this is a new thing we're trying here. As we're growing, we want to find out what works best, the best way to reach the audience, the best way for you to reach us.
We're like Jurassic Park raptors. We're testing the fence.
Yeah, we're testing the fence. Beware. So, that's it. This is the spinoff, what we've been watching. And let's start in with some movies that we've watched over the past little while. And one we watched is Bad Trip.
Oh, yeah.
The Eric Andre flick on Netflix.
It was really funny.
It was really funny.
It's you have kind to really of... like the stupid humor.
Yeah, it's for fans definitely of like Bad Grandpa and those kind of movies.
Yeah.
It's like that whole kind of scene, you know, fucking hidden camera pranks.
I was really surprised, though. It was really funny.
I was, too. It had a wholesome story going on throughout it, too. It was good. Go check out Bad Trip on Netflix. It's a new movie starring Eric Andre and conceived by Eric Andre. So, you know it's going to be fucking wild.
Yeah.
Then I also rewatched. This is kind of a modern classic, and I think it really needs to catch on more. More people need to be watching this movie. It's called The Beach Bum. Remember this one?
Yes, I do remember this one.
I was over at my dad's having some dinner with him and my brother. We needed a movie to watch, and I pulled this one out of my hat. So how about The Beach Bum? And we watched it, and it's a good hit. And I actually think it's a pretty perfect movie for anyone who's a fan of this podcast.
Yeah,
or
I
of
agree.
Like the Devolution podcast there. Because it's a little dark. It's really funny. You got weed and boobs. I don't know what more you need.
It's got a little bit of everything.
It's Matthew McConaughey and Snoop Dogg are your stars.
Yeah, it's quite a cast.
It's written and directed by Harmony Korine, who does like Gummo and all those wild ass flicks. Julian the Donkey Boy. You ever seen that one?
I don't think I've seen that one.
Oh, you got to see Julian Donkey
Boy.
Yeah,
I don't think I've seen that one.
It's intense. It's kind of like Gummo, but maybe weirder.
Huh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a lot to process.
Yeah. And also, another movie I watched recently, Late Night, written and starring Mindy Kaling from The Office.
Yeah, I just, like, watched this one so early in the morning.
Yeah, I think was that the night I couldn't sleep or something, and I came out on the couch just
baby, I don't know.
I put this movie on at like 4 in the fucking morning. It was okay. It wasn't great, but I watched it.
I only caught like the last 30 minutes.
It got real like deep real quick.
I hate those ones that like turn on you and you're like, this is not why I came here.
Yeah. But Mindy Kaling's character is a comedy writer, an aspiring comedy writer who ends up on the writing staff for a beloved late night show, and it's basically about that. The host of the show is kind of a twat, and so on and so forth. So, yeah. Now, that's basically... What, have we watched any other movies? Haven't we've been watching a lot of movies with the kid. We watched Aladdin.
We watched both Aladdins.
Oh yeah. Prince Ali, Ali la bi, Ali dum bum ba.
We watched Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry was good with, what's the girl's name? Chloe Grace Moretz.
Yeah.
She's from Carrie, the Carrie remake there.
Yeah, but this.
This was a wholesome
kid's tale. Movie, very cute.
That was good. I forgot that we watched that. Yeah, Tom and Jerry was cool. That's
Flora
new.
Flora and Ulysses, which was actually really, really cute.
That was cute. Any of you listening there with the youngins, check out Flora and Ulysses. That was a Disney Plus movie, I believe.
Yeah.
Yep, and...
It was really...
Where is Tom and Jerry? That's on HBO Max.
Yes.
Yes. So go check those out if you got the kiddos. And if you don't have the kiddos, or when the kiddos go to bed, watch The Beach Bum and Bad Trip.
Fair.
Yes.
We also just rewatched The Lighthouse.
Oh, we did rewatch The Lighthouse the other night. Damn, that's a good one.
That one's so good.
Every time.
It always makes me want to be just like alone on the ocean, which I think is not its intention.
Probably not.
Just like, I just want to be alone with my thoughts in the sea.
I love being alone in my thoughts on the sea.
I know. You get to do it more than I do. Oh,
I do.
Flora found an ant.
Nope. The cat's eating ants now. Great. Sounds like The Lighthouse. The oil drinkers. If you're listening, you haven't watched The Lighthouse, you got
to
check
you
that
have
shit
to.
Out.
It's
God damn.
So good.
We've definitely ranted about The Lighthouse before. Yeah. But
it's just so good.
Now let's get into what have you been watching.
What I've been watching.
Yeah, like what have you been watching on TV shows? Yeah.
Well, I sway wildly from, I got my 90 Day Fiancé.
Okay, what's that all about? Explain.
Reality TV. If you haven't heard of 90 Day Fiancé, get out from underneath your rock.
Yeah.
And just watch a commercial.
I'm sure everyone's heard of it, but they might not know what it is.
It's just like, it's drama.
It's just drama.
It's just drama.
It is pretty ridiculous. I catch like bits and pieces here and there, and I'm always just kind of shaking my head.
I love it.
These fucking clowns.
I love it because Americans can be so ignorant and uncultured and like so close-minded, and it just highlights so much in the show just to see how people just can't, like, Americans can't believe that, I don't know, that, like, other people act different in other cultures.
Prince Ali, mighty is he, Ali Ambamwa.
But I'm definitely there for, like, the drama and the mess. It's this season, this newest season.
Do you almost say the meth?
Mess.
The mess.
This season?
I was going to say, I have not seen
the
meth-y.
I kind of, like, slurred together meth and mess.
The meth and mess. Usually where there's meth, there's a mess.
Yeah, yeah.
But not always where there's a mess, there's meth. Because I spilt, like, some lettuce on the floor today. And that was a mess. And there was no meth involved. No meth.
No, this season has been, like, so messy.
Oh, shit.
I feel like it is probably the best season as far as, like, bad reality TV is concerned.
Oh, the best season of bad reality TV ever, folks. You're missing out if you're not watching 90 Day.
It's like one of those things. I have to watch it every week. I, like, get very excited.
You do. Yeah. Another one you watch that I'm into, I haven't seen every episode or whatever, but I like what's going on, is that Oak Island.
Yeah, I get down some Oak Island.
Break that one down.
It's treasure hunting.
Ooh.
Sorry, the cat has... I can't tell if she ate the ant or if she's still hunting the ant.
Yeah. Let her hunt.
I'm letting her do her thing.
Let her hunt.
Anyway.
Hunt for the treasure.
An island off Nova Scotia that has, like, rumored treasure, and there's so many layers, like, that they're uncovering of this. This island had so much activity. They find so much stuff from, like, 1600s, 1700s that are just, like, unrelated.
Yeah, there was a lot going on in this little island over there.
In this season, they've been finding, like, a lot. Like, they're really honing in on the history of the island, which
they
is
are.
Really cool.
We'll keep you posted on what they find.
Yeah, if you're, like... I mean, if you haven't watched Oak Island, you're into that, like, treasure. And obviously, it's got, like... It cracks me up because it's got that cheesy, like, every time they find something, there's the voiceover that's, like, an ox shoe found in the location where they located 7 other ox shoes a year before. So
fucking, they got 8 ox shoes out of the same location.
I do appreciate it, because sometimes I'll be doing other things and I won't full pay attention. And when that, like, narrator voice pops in, I'm like, oh man, things happening.
Ooh, your spidey senses start tingling. I gotta, like,
put the phone down and start listening. So yeah, so there's my other. So we go from drama reality to treasure hunting. And then I've been watching Murdered People.
Murdered People. The name of the show is Murdered People.
I've been watching See No Evil.
See No Evil.
Which is about murders that have been solved because of surveillance cameras. And it's crazy to see how they catch people with these, just like it'll be like one on a bank and they'll catch the person riding by on their bike, and there'll be a truck being weird behind him, and all of a sudden everything unravels. They piece
all the surveillance from all around the area of these crimes together. Wild.
And it's kind of creepy, because now when I walk down the street and I think about it, I'm like, how many cameras am I on right now? Just like doorbell
cameras?
Well,
you see all the birds that fly by.
We're not even gonna, bank cameras, anything like store surveillance. Like, it's crazy to think that your entire day, and you're just, oblivious to, you're just being filmed all the time.
Yeah, I know I'm being filmed all the time. That's why I dance everywhere I go.
It might solve your murder, you know? You just never know.
It might solve my murder. They'll be like, oh, there's that asshole dancing. There he is. No wonder somebody fucking murdered him.
People are so unaware of their surroundings. It's upsetting. Oh,
yeah. It is quite
upsetting. There's these episodes where there'll be these people who are just being, straight up followed while they're shopping, and it's very obvious they're being followed while shopping, because the person will be really weird about it, and I'm like, I don't know, I always think that, so, I don't know, I think I binge too much true crime, so I'm super aware of every car that slows down, every person that's I see too many times.
Yeah.
So I just don't know how people can walk around a Target and not realize that some dude's been following them for 45 minutes.
Yeah. I don't like being followed. Don't follow me. You'll be on camera if you kill me. You will get caught. So don't follow me around and kill me.
I'm pretty sure I almost got abducted from Ames.
Ames. Everyone almost got abducted from Ames.
Oh, this is straight up out of a...
That's why they closed.
Almost a crime podcast.
Oh, shit. Tell us. Tell us.
I was 15, I think, and I was at the store. I was at Ames with my dad, and he was grabbing, it was something, it was I think it was Easter. I think he was trying to grab some
Easter, oh my god, this time.
Or it was this time. It was some last minute Easter thing, so he was just you go do your thing, because I don't want you to see what I'm doing. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm just walking around. And there was this dude, and he was just creepy vibe, creepiest vibe. And he just happened to be, every single place that I was in the store. And then I just kind of tested it out and went down an aisle that was, all female, hair ties and nothing that this dude would be interested in. And he walked by the aisle, turned around, walked back and walked down the aisle and was, standing kind of near me. Just staring at the, it was, headbands or something.
Oh, jeez.
And that's what I knew.
That guy sounds like a fucking creep.
Being weird. And then
back off, buddy.
Eventually, I didn't see him for, a while, so I was like, okay, I think he left. And I went, and my dad had given me his car keys, because he was like, if you get bored, just go out to the van.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, whatever. So I went out, and I was, listening to music, and one of my friends who had worked there at the time was collecting carts, so he was talking to me, and I saw that dude walk out of the store, look around the parking lot and see me, and then he walked back in the store, and then he walked out of the store again.
Gee,
and
wait, this
he
guy
got into his creep van, pulled up next to our van, and he got out and he opened the back of his van, and my friend was still standing there, and he kind of just opened the back of his van, and then I don't know what he was doing. It was he was kind of just dawdling around. And then my friend had to go because he was on break and his break was over.
It's probably the fucking dude from Silence of the Lambs.
So the dude...
I'd fuck me.
The dude, my friend leaves and he watches my friend leave. And then, thankfully, my dad, I see my dad come out of the store. So I really loudly was like, hey, Dad, I was so bored. I'm so happy you're done shopping. And the guy closed the back of his van and drove away.
Dad, I almost got Buffalo Bills.
And I didn't tell my dad because I knew that if I did, he would have followed that van and probably tried to, like,
you would have put the lotion on his skin.
You would not want to deal with my dad with any of us being, like, messed with.
No. Not at all.
So, yeah, that was the time that I'm pretty sure I almost became a true crime
almost got Buffalo story. Build. That's always a good time when you're
Yeah, it was really
Buffalo
unnerving.
Build. Jeez.
Fucking... I didn't know, like, what to think about it. So, yeah. Anyway, that tangent.
That's a little tangent. I like it.
I've been doing is listening insider. To true crime podcasts and watching See No Evil. When Bailey's at school and you're at work, I just watch, like, 3 hours of the See No Evil.
Oof, sounds hard.
It's a lot of murder.
Sounds like a hard day. I just finished my Game of Thrones rewatch. And, spoiler, we're going to talk about the end of Game of Thrones here and other things throughout it. So, if you have not seen the end of Game of Thrones... fucking whatever.
No way.
The 5-year spoiler alert does not pertain to this podcast. So, you know, I don't really understand what a lot of people's beef was with the ending of Game of Thrones. Maybe the last episode where, like, Bran becomes the king and whatnot.
No, but I explained that to you yesterday.
I know, but I could see why people thought that was silly.
Well, no, but what I think people's problem was is that everybody thinks that everything should be the way they want it, and they have not been paying attention to the show, and realize that, like, you don't get what you want, and that has been being set up for, like, the entire show, and no one realized.
Yeah. Especially the scene, the whole episode of her burning fucking King's Landing, Daenerys torching King's Landing down. That, like, was really hinted to from the very,
like,
beginning
strongly.
Of the show and, like, and several times throughout. So, a lot of foreshadowing for that scene. But overall, man, that's a cool series, I gotta say.
I like your rewatch because I feel like you, like, got it better because you're like, oh, now I know...
I finally learned the people's names. Yeah, like, I knew about... I really liked the show the first time we watched it through, but I don't know. For some reason, I only knew, like, 4 people's names. I just made up names for everybody. And I will say, one of the most satisfying events in television history is when little Dickfinger gets his throat sliced open.
That was so satisfying.
I hate that fucking character, and I love watching him die. Also, when Arya takes out the fucking... the phrase... when she puts him in the pie.
Yeah, she cooks.
Come on, man. Come on, man. That's badass. Arya Stark is one of the coolest characters in television history.
She's quite a, like, a arc.
She sure does. And I will say, Battle of the Bastards is one of the best, like, episodes of any of television ever,
I wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah.
Remember when we first watched it and we were, like, perched on the edge of the couch, like, silently, like, I can't believe this.
Yeah.
It's just well made all around. It's, like, filmed well, it's acted well, the story, all of it's, like, really good.
Really good. On another note, we just started season 10 of The Great British Baking Show.
Yeah, we've been watching that with the little one.
That's something we throw on, like, when we're having dinner and stuff. That is quite the show.
It's really
relaxing. It's really fun. It's wholesome as hell.
Yeah. It's like really, like, a really good, just kind of like end of the day, you're chilling out. Like, the people are all so nice to each other.
Yeah, everyone's so nice.
Yeah, that's what I really like about it is how they, like, help each other. Because, you know, if that was American, they'd be, like, trash talking and like, being all rude.
It'd be like all those other shows you watch.
Yeah, exactly. It's nice. It's a nice break. Yeah. I like to see people being nice to each other for once instead of being petty.
If you ever need something just fucking cool and chill to put on, kind of, can even sort of be background material, go check out The Great British Baking Show on Netflix. They got tons of seasons of it.
Yeah, if you just want to, like, just relax and feel good.
Yeah. British Baking Show. Sorry, I had to pause for a second. We thought the cat had something.
What else have we been watching?
Well, we just finished up season 10.5 of Walking Dead. Oh, that was cool. That we won't spoil.
No, because, I mean, we just watched the newest episode.
Ahead of when it airs. It airs technically the day this podcast will drop.
Yeah, so.
We won't spoil anything.
It was good. I really liked this one.
This episode, the Here's Negan episode, is really cool. Really good. Really good. So if you don't know what Walking Dead did because of all the delays with filming and whatnot due to the COVID pandemic thing that you've probably heard about, they had to put off the filming of season 11, which would have kind of been wrapping up by now. Yeah. They usually start in October and wrap up this time of year. So what they did to fill, to give the fans a little something in the meantime, they did a 6-episode, mini season that were kind of smaller stories and only had 2 or 3 main characters.
Yeah, it's cool to see how they are navigating that.
Yeah.
Smaller cast. Because of COVID.
Yeah, so that they didn't have, tons of people on set and all whatnot. And the episodes, most of them were actually pretty cool.
Yeah, they've been them. Good.
And I'm going to jump out here and just remind people that if you have fallen off of Walking Dead and you liked it in the beginning, and I will say, and there's some spoiler stuff in here a little bit for past seasons of Walking Dead, so whatever. A lot of people jumped off the show after Negan arrived and took out Glenn and Abraham. For some reason, people thought that was too brutal.
Which is weird. Why are you watching a horror show?
Yeah. And then, so a lot of people kind of stopped watching after the introduction of Negan. Then, more people stopped watching after Carl died.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot more people stopped watching after Andrew Lincoln, who played Rick Grimes, after he left.
But it's good.
It's really good, especially the whole Whisperer storyline that just sort of wrapped up.
Well, yeah, and it started to kind of lose it, but they got it back.
They pulled it back in.
Yeah, they wrangled it in, and now it's good again.
Yeah.
I don't understand why people, history of most shows is that, sometimes it gets weird or, lost. But you gotta, stick with it.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, when the whole show's over, pass your judgments then. But just, ride it out. Because some people, miss out on some really good TV.
Yeah. There's been some really good episodes of Walking Dead in the past few years. So.
Yeah.
It's kind of it's funny to me, though. It's like when Michael Scott left The Office how I think of Rick Grimes leaving Walking Dead. But the 2 seasons of The Office without Michael Scott are great.
Yeah.
There's many great episodes, and the seasons of Walking Dead without Rick Grimes are really good, too. So, go pick that back up if you have fallen
off.
And if you haven't fallen off, talk about those new episodes. What's up? You liking them? Do you not like them? How do you feel?
The one, The World Beyond, is really good, too.
That's true. There are the 2 Walking Dead spinoffs, which we're not watching currently because we're caught up on them. But, Walking Dead World Beyond is a really cool spinoff that they've done. That there's been 1 season so far.
Yeah, and it was really good.
Yeah, and then there's Fear the Walking Dead.
I'm so sad.
Yeah, Fear the Walking Dead is brutal. Not the good brutal. It started so good, and it's really bad now.
They ruined it. They sabotaged it.
They did. They fucked it all up.
They
fucked it up.
I wonder if it was it was so good, and it was so fresh, and I don't know. Maybe they, worried about it overtaking the Walking Dead's, empire or something.
Maybe. I don't know, man.
But they just, they just stopped caring. I don't know
what
they did.
Seems like it. Something happened. Something bad happened.
And it's so sad because it was just so good. That first season is amazing.
That's true. If you've never seen the first season of Fear of the Walking Dead, you should go watch that
shit. It's cool because it's, at the start, which is really neat.
Yes, it's before, while civilization is collapsing.
Yeah, so it's really cool to have it from that perspective of people and in California, so it's on the other side, so you get to see the other type of people.
Yeah.
It was really cool, but
hell yeah.
They blew it up.
They blew it up. You blew it up.
I don't know. There was too many money grabs that didn't work or something.
Money grabs. Cash grabs.
So I just thought of another one that I just started watching. Well, because the new season started, and it's another one of the, TLC bad realities.
Yeah.
Is the Seeking Sister Wives.
I am also Seeking Sister Wives.
Mm-mm.
I'm not.
You are not.
I'm not seeking sister wives. correction. So what exactly is a sister wife? They're the Mormons.
No, so these ones, because there's, well, they're sister wives, which is the, like, everybody has known, the Mormon family. This one is their people. Some of them are not doing it for, like, religious reasons.
They're doing it for, like, kink.
Well, no. It's, like...
For love.
That everybody has their own reasons, because there are other cultures...
Kinky love.
No.
The love of kink.
No. Ugh. There's, like, one family, and they're doing it for, like, they want, like, a big family, but one of the, like, wife doesn't want to have a bunch of kids, and then she also likes the idea of having... someone who's, like, alongside you doing the housework, hanging, like, you know, taking care of the kids, and having that, like, companionship of, like, a friend. And, I mean, obviously, I think the husband just is, like, cool with having more than one lady.
Well, yeah.
But, so there's, like, that family, and then there is one family that does it for religious reasons, and in this new season, and I'm 99% sure that the wife is not cool with it, but has... basically no choice in the matter.
Well, that's not cool.
No, I feel very sad for her. And she's, like, got this thin mask on where she's trying to pretend. And she, like, has this really fake smile about it. But I think inside her heart is absolutely shattering.
Well, that's not good for that lady. She should get out of that situation.
Everybody should be in agreement.
Jeez Louise.
But I think the dude's people. Just a bit, like, I don't know. Overbearing or something.
Who's the guy on the other Sister Wives show? I can't wait till the day I get to slap that guy.
Cody?
Yeah, that guy needs a smack.
He's awful. And like he's to, like, slap him. I actually was watching the newest season of that, but it's been really, like, I don't know how to put it. It's been hard to watch because the family is completely, like, breaking apart.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, that's fun. Isn't that, like, why you watch? So you can see,
well,
these people's,
like,
miserable lives?
No, it's like, it's too bad to watch. It's
too, like, bad to watch?
Yeah,
oh, no.
Because he just says stuff. Bad. He says stuff that makes you want to go through the TV and punch him.
Yeah,
that,
everything he says.
And I can't anymore.
Every face he has, the face on his head makes me want to smack it.
It's just awful.
Yeah, that guy's a dink.
And then also what you were... referring to the Mayo twins.
The Mayo twins. How are they doing?
I was watching that. I think that season concluded, so I don't know how they're doing.
Oh, what is the name of that show? For
Thousand
real?
Pound Sisters. If you notice, there's a theme here. I'm a reality junkie.
Yes, that is the theme. The Mayo twins. I can't
I have
get
always,
into. I can't
I've
watch
always
the Mayo twins.
Been into this kind of thing. Like as a teenager, I watched a lot of those, like, reality MTV
Well,
things.
That's what I miss is the celeb reality from VH1 when they had Flava Flav and they had Brett Michaels.
Yeah, I watched and all of those.
Who else they have? They had all sorts of cool cats up there. People
yeah,
you
was,
could really look
didn't
up
they
to.
Do, wasn't there a dating show with what's-her-face there? Tila Tequila? Do you remember?
I don't know who that is, but I've heard her name. Or is that a drag queen?
No, she was... I don't remember what
that's
she
a missed
was.
Opportunity. That person should be a drag queen.
It is...
Tila Tequila?
Yeah, no. I can't remember, like, what her thing
a
was.
A Mexican drag queen. Tila Tequila.
No. But I think there was a dating show with her, too. If I remember correctly. I don't know if it was... Might have been MTV.
Is she as obnoxious as Flava Flav and
oh,
Brett Michaels?
Oh, she's like the worst.
Oh, cool. Well, then that's what I missed.
And
about
I think
reality
she's gotten
TV.
Like more insufferable in the years, these past years, but I'm not sure.
Remember, Flava Flav was dating that woman who could just fucking bench press him and break him over her knee. She was in Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah,
right?
She was.
What was that woman's
that
name?
That was a lot of woman. I can't remember. What was her name?
That woman definitely had a bigger penis than Flava
Flav. Oh, she was a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy. That show was uncomfortable.
Which one?
The Flava Love.
Flava of Love. He had a few going there for a minute. He got real big.
Yeah,
he got
why?
More famous from that than he ever... I don't know. Public Enemy's really big, but I think he got, like, real...
Yeah, it was, like, a good, I don't know, 5 years where he just, like, blew up, and then all of a sudden he went back into wherever people, like, shoved him down.
Yeah, the old Flav, you gotta get the fuck
out of
here.
It's okay. Your time has come.
I think the government came looking for their tax money, and he was like, oh, shit.
I heard... read maybe recently thought that he's like a jerk.
Oh, he's a huge asshole.
Yeah, like he's like awful.
Yeah, he's a really, but he's not a nice guy.
No.
No, Flavor Flav kind of sucks.
Which, I mean, you can't look like that and act like that and not be a nice guy. Like,
yeah,
you all can't be... you've got for going for you is the possibility of being a nice person.
Yeah, like, somebody likes you and you've acted the way you act on TV. You should appreciate
you
that.
You can just say thank you.
Yeah. Well, I think this concludes... our first episode of the spinoff.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, right? That's what we've been watching.
I think this is what, yeah.
That's what we've been watching. Fuck.
The extent of what we've been watching. That's
what we came here for.
You've also been, oh, you forgot you're going through The Office again.
Well, that, yeah, that's a slow burn, though.
Well, but you, I mean, you do.
Yeah, I am going through The Office again in conjunction with the Office Ladies podcast.
Yeah, so you're like connecting them.
So what that is, it's Angela Kinsley and Jenna Fischer from The Office, who played Angela and Pam, and they are doing like a rewatch podcast, so they watch the episodes and they break them all down with a bunch of cool facts and this
it's
and that.
It's really adorable.
From behind the scenes. It is a really, it's a cutesy, cutesy little podcast. So I have been slowly rewatching The Office through that, and I'm currently in season 4, which means I just recently did the dinner party episode, which is a fucking classic. That's one of the best.
What do you think this would be for times of watch through in your life?
Like, especially the early seasons, like 4 and stuff. At least, the full series, I've probably watched through at least like 6 times. But then the earlier seasons, like 1 through 4... I've watched those all through a lot
of times. Well, there are times when you've just been, like, maxed out, stressed, or whatever, and you're just like, I just need some Office. And you'll just, like, pull a random one off the shelf, grab a random disc, and, like, pop it in. And just be like, that episode.
Any episode.
I just need an episode from season 4 right now. Yeah. So bad.
Yeah. And we also kind of went back to restart the British version. We watched the first episode.
Oh, yeah. I kind of forgot we did that.
I do want to watch the rest. And if you haven't seen the British Office, go do that.
Yeah. They're
so fucking funny.
It's so awkward and uncomfortable in all the right ways.
Yeah. Yeah. Ricky Gervais fucking kills it as David Brent, the you know, Michael Scott equivalent on that. All right. So I think that wraps it up.
Yeah, I think that is actually all.
That is all. So make sure to follow the Devolution podcast on, you know, Spotify, Apple iTunes. I sound like an old man.
You know, those internet devices.
On your fucking device, Sonny. Follow out wherever you're listening right now. Just hit the follow button. Turn on notifications so you'll know when we drop new episodes. Next week, this also goes in line with something we've been watching, but we're not going to spoil it here because next week's episode is fucking bananas.
Yeah.
It's bananas. And all I want when the episode drops and you all see the title, you're all just going to say, well, this I need to hear.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a wild ride.
It is. It's a really interesting story. And we're excited to bring our retelling of it to you next week.
Yes.
Yes. And so order a pizza and snuggle in and listen to next week's. And listen to this one. Thanks for, if you're here, you listened, right? The fuck?
Thanks for listening. I mean, if you've made it this far, you might as well stay until the very end.
I just skipped to 33 minutes in and decided to chime in on this shit. All right, anyway, I've lost it, people. Check out the Sean Winters podcast, Kate vs. Kate. Those are both available wherever this one is. Check out the Punky Mixtape Action News Squad and Punky Mixtape Network over on Twitch. He's got some cool shit going on over there every week. Then now, this is a good one here, folks. We have merch available. You can get my little logo, face logo, on your chest on a number of different options of t-shirt and baseball shirts and hoodies and whatnots. But what we're doing right now for the month of April, and the web store just launched a few days ago, April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. So $5 from every like t-shirt or hoodie or anything like that will be donated to charity to prevent child abuse in America. So Head over to spreadshirt.com/devolutionpodcast and pick out a shirt and grab something, and $5 from that will go to charity. So, hell yeah. And thank you so much. We had some, like, random donations thrown out there, and a lot of people bought up shirts. So, thank you all so much for that. Really, really fucking appreciate that. And, shit, guys, we're out of here. That's it. This is a more low-key thing here we got for the spinoff.
Yeah.
It's like saying spinoff. Yeah, it's a little more chill, laid back. This one doesn't have any music, but I might end up throwing, like, one song at the end of each of these. But we'll be back next month with another episode of What We've Been Watching. And in the meantime, keep checking out the Devolution Podcast every Saturday for now.
Also, Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, fucking motherfuckers. Jesus. Bye, everybody.
Bye.